Life Audio.
The opportunity to read and study God's Word is one of the greatest privileges He's given us as His children. I'm so grateful for moments like this when we're blessed to be able to pause and spend a few minutes together reading the Scriptures. Before we begin our reading, let's take a quick second to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll jump right into today's chapter. You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stange, and today we're reading Psalms 23, 24, 25, and 26. And we'll be reading from the New American Standard Bible. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 24, a Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood, and has not sworn deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek Your face, even Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Psalm 25, a Psalm of David. To You, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in You I trust. Do not let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none of those who wait for You will be ashamed. Those who deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed. Make me know Your ways, O Lord. Teach me Your paths. Lead me in Your truth and teach me, for You are the God of my salvation. For You I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, Your compassion and Your loving kindness, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to Your loving kindness, remember me. For Your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, He instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in justice, and He teaches the humble His way. All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth, to those who keep His covenant and His testimonies. For Your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. His soul will abide in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear Him, and He will make them know His covenant. My eyes are continually toward the Lord, for He will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Look upon my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with violent hatred. Guard my soul and deliver me. Do not let me be ashamed, for I take refuge in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Psalm 26, a Psalm of David. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor will I go with pretenders. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I shall wash my hands in innocence, and I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and declare all your wonders. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not take my soul away along with sinners, nor my life with men of bloodshed, in whose hands is a wicked scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. My foot stands on a level place. In the congregations, I shall bless the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege to be able to look at these psalms together today, some being shorter, some being a little bit longer. Lord, we're grateful for the things that are familiar to us from these psalms, and we're grateful for the information that maybe we're hearing for the very first time. But Lord, when we look at what's included in the psalms that we looked at today, we see one of the things that the psalmist is communicating is a desire for your protection and your provision, and also a pledge before you to walk in integrity. Lord, we know that that's a struggle for us. Each and every day, we are tempted to go our own way, and we're tempted to cut corners, and we're tempted to do things the world's way. But Lord, you invite us to walk with integrity, to do the right thing when only your eye is on us, to not be duplicitous people, to not be deceitful people, to not be dishonest people, but to be people who reflect the fact that your Son, Jesus Christ, truly does live within us. Lord, help us not to try and navigate life in our own strength. Help us to rely on the strength and power of your Son, Jesus Christ, who amply supplies all that we need for life and godliness. And we pray, Lord, that our lives would be an open book before you, and that we would trust whatever you decide, that whatever decisions you make in regard to our life, that we would have perfect peace with those decisions, and that we would trust in you and walk with you just the same. Because we know, Lord, that when we look back at our life someday from the perspective of heaven, we're going to realize that everything you decided was correct, and everything you decided was for your glory and for our good. So, Lord, in the meantime, while we don't have everything figured out, we pray that very simply, with the kind of faith that we see present in children, that we would trust you, that you've got this all figured out, that whatever we need, we can find directly from you, and that your hand is upon us, you're guiding our steps, and your will is perfect. Lord, help us to have confidence in that reality today. We love you, Lord. We're grateful for all of these things, and we're grateful for the privilege to be able to look at your word together today. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.